You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Before I met you, no one attracted me. No love thoughts worried or distracted me. My disposition kept exempting me until you started in preempting me. And all this while, you've really been tempting me. Maybe you can tell me what we ought to do. Now that you got me going, what you gonna do? Is it up to me? Is it up to you? What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done just for fun? We have necked till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect? Is this to be a case of kiss and never tell? Folly and farewell, heaven or maybe hell. Which is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin.
Thank you. Daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, and yes, let's begin. That would be the kind of the theme of our show. Let's begin the shovel. Let's begin to recover from shoveling. Yes, very seasonal idea there, but I tried to make it as unseasonable as possible, just out of counterintuitive mercy. I can't say why. I just thought I would do that. We began with Joan Edwards' Let's Begin, 1940, on the Liberty Music Shop label. That was a borrowed record, a borrowed sound file from a friend of mine, and I appreciate it. So I like it. Those musicians on that side are not well documented because I can't find who that is. I know it's Joan Edwards and her piano, and a small combo, but a great recording, and she's an amazing pianist, I have to say. Victor Arden, Phil Ohman in the orchestra, two amazing pianists there, with the Revelers on the vocal. Selections from the Gershwins, Funny Face, 1928. So, and there's our theme. Wake up, chillin'. Wake up, it's time to clear out the driveway. And I'm Andy Sr., and I've done a share of that. Of course, now that the endorphins have worn out, what? Now what indeed? We proceed on Radiola with the Knickerbockers. This'll take us down to where it's summer. The Knickerbockers, Selvin, Ben Selvin's group. Charles Cayley singing it for you, Rio Rita.
Thank you. I love you. Did you mean it when you said I care? Tell me, were you only just pretending? If you were, you weren't playing fair. Did you mean it when you said we'll marry? Tell me truthfully, were you sincere? When I stood before you and you whispered I adore you, tell me, did you really mean it, dear?
Vincent Rose, Jackie Taylor, and their Hollywood Orchestra, Irving Kaufman singing, Did You Mean It? Well, that's a good question. Did you mean it? That's what I want to know. 1927, before that, the New York Syncopators, Goofus 5 and their orchestra, actually, recording on OK. And that's, of course, the California Ramblers, if nothing else. Ed Kirkaby was singing it, so he didn't usually rent himself out as a vocalist for obvious reasons. Caressing You, 1929. Yes, Ed really, you know, he was a king of romance there. Beginning with the Knickerbockers, Ben Selvin and Rio Rita. Those castanets already they make me feel a lot warmer. I got to say it. That was from 27. This is Radiola, and we are trying to keep warm here. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the little radiator that produces all the hot air. We're proceeding with Vaughn DeLeith, and this is possibly an early Electrobeam type experiment on Janet on the Silvertone label, and I'm glad to have this. It's, you know, you can just about understand her on this one. 1926, underneath all those crunches, it's Where'd You Get Those Eyes?
What's that coming down my way? What's her name? I'll bet it's Rose. Thought she's sweet as a rose that grows. I'd like to go right up to her and say, Where'd you get those eyes? Where'd you get those lips? Where'd you get those dimples, honey? Where'd you get that smile so funny? Those skin, those toes, those rosy cheeks. I'm gone, been gone, for week to week, say, how'd you grow so sweet, how'd you grow so nice, where'd you get that new blue bonnet, with the new wacky doo-doos on it, please make me happy, and put me wise, where'd you get those great big eyes? Carefully, and you're the one that appeals to me. Maybe someday I'll appeal to you. You never can tell. Seems I've lost my appetite. I just can't sleep a wink at night. So please don't keep me guessing like you do. Where'd you get those eyes? Where'd you get those ears? Where'd you get those? What's this, honey? Makes me feel so doggone funny. Don't eat, can't sleep at night. Those arms, they hold me tight. Where'd you learn to hug? Where'd you learn to kiss? Oh, mama. Every time you kiss me, sister, on my lips I find a blister. You got me dizzy. I'm hypnotized. Where'd you get those great big
here it is. Here we are, all alone at last. Here we are, time is fleeting fast. You're so very cute, you're bound to have a future. Now's your chance, get yourself a pass. Kiss me, dear, what do you say? Hold me near, what do you say? Kissing's not a pastime, that's new. Queens are not above it, so you should love it. Show some pep, what do you say? Go a step out of your way. It may thrill you, it can't kill you. Outside of no, what do you say?
Thank you. All the young girls begin to sing. Some of them begin to shake that thing. Some of them throw themselves on the floor, shouting, Uncle Joe, give me more, give me more. A fella and his lover came in that night. Himself and Uncle Joe nearly fight. For when he tell his lover, come go, she says, look, I'm waiting for Uncle Joe. That night Uncle Joe was so vexed. Coming here I really regret. First the young girl shake up the thing, cause me to bust up my banjo string. Just tell me what you intend to do. Don't you know I'm engaged to you? I don't want to see nor to know. I'm not that loving up Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, boy, you come in time. Who did he now make up his mind? Tell the world I am going to whine from 8 o'clock until 9:30. A school teacher was there that day. This is what I came bound to say. She took a drink and she break away and shake that thing for 30 minutes. Singer Uncle Joe, please meet with Barry Barrow and Mr. Cyril Monroe. Play that thing with the old banjo.
Womath Houdini, off his CD that was issued some years ago in our Hooli, Uncle Joe Gimme Mo, 1928, and that's hot enough. Yes, Uncle Joe and his banjo really got a lot of action. I don't know. Maybe it was Pearl Inlays that did it. I think that might have been the thing. You know, Pearl Inlays really, they really are flashy and attractive. Before that, Little Jack Little, as he said he was, no doubt, on there. He certainly didn't leave much of the imagination. What do you say? 1928, you couldn't, he certainly wanted people to know it was him. Before that, Vaughn DeLeith, 1926, recorded originally on Janet, issued on a Sears and Roebuck Silvertone recording, Where'd You Get Those Eyes? So, if you can tell me, maybe I can get a new set and I can actually read some of this. And this is Radiola, and Astigmatism is my middle name, but it's my new middle name this week. We proceed and continue and go forth with the California Ramblers. Speaking of the California Ramblers, they're really recording under their own name, astonishingly enough, on Columbia in 1924, where the dreamy Wabash flows. Well, it's probably frozen over as we speak. Thank you. King Oliver and his Creole Jazz Band, Zulu's Ball, 1923, on the wonderful Archaeophone 2 CD set that you may want to pick up off the record, they sort of were involved with that. Not quite Archaeophone, but did a marvelous job with those, and I recommend those highly at the correct speed. Recently, there is an internet canard that is floating around, and I'd like to shoot at it, that says that those records should be played at about 60 or 58 RPM, and whoever is putting that out is not a musician. Might be a musician, but he's not. You can't possibly be serious. The Louis Armstrong record should be played slower, because I can't wait for this guy's compilation, Louis Sings Death Metal. That'll be a good one, too, actually. I'll try to growl like that. I'll probably blow out a vocal cord. Before that, Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra, very nicely recorded acoustic OK in 1925. The Kinky Kids Parade. Oh, yes. Well, when we went to the Zulu's Ball after that. But, you know, it's all in good fun. Beginning with the California Ramblers, Where the Dreamy Wabash Flows, 1924. And this is Radiola, and I hope it's in good fun. If it's not, somebody will tell me about it. And they can... But maybe they shouldn't tell me about it, because I don't take anyone's advice. I appreciate information, but I never take advice. And let's just leave it at that. Here's, as a matter of fact, There's One Thing I Know is the name of the next thing. Reverend J.M. Gates with his congregation on a True Tone, which I put in the acoustic category for the most part, on OK, but should have put that Deleth in there too, actually. But Reverend J.M. Gates, There's One Thing I Know, and yes, indeed. Well, if you know one good thing, then that's more than most people are going to own up to. 1926.
You know one thing, you send us a note too much. I don't know everything and don't try. I can't understand everything and don't try to understand everything. I can't understand how a black cow give white milk. I don't investigate. I just drink the milk. I can't understand how the chicken nip the same grass that the cow nip and never give milk. But I just eat the chicken. Moan on. Moan on. I done left this world behind. I done crossed temporary line. I don't have this work in time. Pray on, pray on, pray on. I don't left this work behind. I don't cross separated in line. I don't left this world behind. Amen. Since I've crossed the separating line, I'm glad of it. So glad.
So glad.
So glad.
So glad.
I don't left this world behind.
Going home,
going home,
going home.
I'm on it, Sheriff.
I can join the army anytime I want to fight. I have plenty of girlfriends, I like them all, it's true. If I wed one, tell me what would the other 40 do? So I'll stay single for their sake and give them all an even break. I don't want to get married, I'm having too much fun. I don't want to get married, I'm having too much fun. I don't want to be bothered with any certain one. Why let them get serious? I know how it all would end. I'd only get a wife, and I would lose a darn good friend. I don't want to play papa or make-believe play house. For when you do, mama's the cat and pa's the poor old mouse. In this wild age of shorter frocks and shorter socks and shorter locks, I don't want to get married. I'm having too much fun. Oh, what's that you say? A scar? Oh, yes, yes, on my nose. No, 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 no. I'm not married, no. That happened in an automobile accident some years ago, yeah. No, no. I don't want to get married. I'm having too much fun. I don't want to be bothered with any certain one. Why let them get serious? I know how it all would end. I'd only get a wife, and I would lose a darn good friend. I don't care for a flat life. Flats are too flat for me. Home cooking isn't just today what it's supposed to be. I know those married Mary Ann's. They know just how to open cans. I don't want to get married. I'm having too much fun.
Billy Jones off a very nice acoustic OK, recorded in 1924. I don't want to get married. I'm having too much fun. As it is, and maybe there's too much fun to be had, so for some people, and that's their if they don't want to have more fun, then they shouldn't get married. That's what I'm saying, because it's a lot of fun, and it's not any less fun than the other, believe me. At least you have somebody to cook for. Before that, Sophie Tucker and her Five Kings of Syncopation off another great Archaeophone CD. I just had these floating around on the drive, and I thought I would use them. You Can't Remember What I Can't Forget, 1919. I guess that was originally on Aeolian Vocalion. But that was from the Origins of the Red Hot Mama CD on Archaeophone. And I strongly recommend that you purchase that with whatever cash you may have on hand. Before that, the Reverend J.M. Gates, There's One Thing I Know. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. 1926, and that's a good copy of that. Usually those J.M. Gates records are played through to the other side. That was in very sweet condition indeed. This is Radiola, and I'm in as sweet condition as I'm going to get till I take my shot. But indeed, this is good stuff, and I'm in good shape. Got to say it. No doubt about it. People say, don't put yourself down. I say, well, who else am I going to put down? If I put somebody else down, I'll get in trouble. We're going to continue with Dan Levinson, and this is very appropriate to the season. It's no longer a moot point, though. Dan Levinson's transatlantic sextet in the spirit of the Six Brown Brothers, and the album is The Ghosts of the Saxophone on Stomp Off. And I urge you to get that, too, by the way. Add it to your shopping list. But this is a nice, short but sweet, and maybe not that sweet considering what everybody's been going through. So this goes out to my friends across the front half of the country, with up through the Midwest and into New England, and right where I am too, and a little down south. You've all suffered, but so there's no need to question this if winter comes.